kwa leo.
It's so blessed people.
Na kwa hivyo watu wamebarikiwa.
Right in front of us is a very big celebration service.
Hapa mbele yetu kuna kubwa katika kusherehekea.
And I said,
it's
always good to repent.
Ya kwamba kila wakati tunapotubu
and turn away from sin.
Na kutoka kwa dhambi.
And the Lord is speaking to this generation.
He's
speaking to the church in the most fearful manner ever. If you look at the way he's speaking with the church,
he's
speaking to this generation, speaking to the nations by power, serious power of the blood of Jesus, raising cripples, that are in the most deplorable conditions ever. So tonight this will be short because we have a celebration ahead of us. But I shared with you the two visions. One of the visions was the vision of the rapture of the dead. Those that died, how they came out of their tombs. And then the rest joined them into the sky. And you can see the center, the Lord focused me on the tombs that were opening and people that were coming out in their glorious bodies. The Lord lifted me up above the earth. And then he asked me to look at the earth so I could see the earth.
When
I looked at the earth, I thought it was an earthquake that had hit the earth. Because there was a heavy shaking of the surface of the earth. A disturbance. Then when I looked, then I realized it was not an earthquake. Because people in their glorious bodies were coming out of the tomb.
Because people
in their glorious bodies
were coming out
of the tomb. For me to be able to see that cascade. They came out of their tombs with glorious bodies. And those were awake also joined them up here. And they went into the pure glory of the Lord. So I saw where the Lord was standing. The glory of the Lord was, they were drawn there.
They were drawn there.
And so, then the cloud covered them into heaven. Then I shared with you a second conversation. That vision, the Lord lifted me up above the earth again. And when he did lift me up above the earth, then by voice he asked me to look down and left. When I looked down and left, then I saw the exact moment when the church had just lifted off the ground. The exact moment of lift off.
And as
came, they had glorious bodies. They also had glorious garments. The garment of righteousness. That you see being celebrated in the book of Revelation chapter 19. Verse 8. The garment that admits you into the wedding feast, the wedding supper of the Lamb of God. So blessed people,
we should
see very, very clearly then. Then they crossed in front of me. Then I saw their glorious bodies. And the glorious garments they beheld. And then glorious stairs appeared.
Ever since
then the Lord has lowered those stairs.
自从主放下来了那个阶梯以来, 现在你们视频当中看到的, 人们拿着自己的摄影机、手机拍下来的,
stairs in one of the big meetings.
就是我发表了那个预言之后, 过了一年两个月, 这个很大的聚会当中, 出现的楼梯,
and they entered heaven.
因此他们进入天堂,
and the cloud covered them inside heaven.
然后呢这个云彩遮盖了他们, 把他们关在天堂里头, 这只是什么这一段时间,
the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 5.
我们一直集中地查看, 启示录第一章的第五节,
the Lord has been opening up and opening up again and again.
主再度的继续的给我们打开这段经文,
the deeper insight into the instruction embedded in that scripture.
这段经文里头包含着的很有深度的指示, 教导,
let's all get to Revelation chapter 1 verse 5 if you will, blessed people.
让我们再打开看启示录第一章第五节吧, 蒙福的人们,
and he says the following.
他说的如下,
he says,
他说,
Revelation chapter 1,
启示录第一章,
verses 4 and 5,
第四到第五节,
and even extend it to 6,
到六节,
and it says, John,
约翰,
to the seven churches in the province of Asia,
写信给亚细亚的七个教会,
grace and peace,
有恩惠平安,
to you from him,
归于你们, 从那, 西炸, 金炸,
him, who was, him who is to come,
以后永在的神,
and I say that is the identity of God the Father, Yahweh himself.
我跟你们已经说过了，这就是父神亚威他的身份特点.
That is the identity of the Lord Yahweh.
这是主亚威他的特点.
And can you remember I'm praying for you?
可要记得我为你而祷告.
That this revival may be sustained, that you don't spill it.
好让这个复兴能够维持下去, 你不要弄糟.
And so it's going to be well.
这会一切好的.
And so here he's saying that the Lord God Yahweh is greeting the church.
主亚威在这迎接教会.
He says grace and peace.
恩惠平安, 归于你们,
to you the church.
归于你们教会.
That church extend until this church.
这个教会扩展到现在的你们这个教会.
At that time it was Asia Minor.
当时呢, 亚细亚的七个教会.
But the Lord intended to instruct them entire body of Christ until this day.
可是主的意图呢, 就是把这个教会的概念扩展到如今, 现在你们教会, 包括在内, 他说,
and from the seven spirits before his throne,
和他宝座前的七灵,
we saw that that is God the Holy Spirit.
我们看过这就是神的圣灵,
and from Jesus Christ,
从耶稣基督,
who is the faithful witness,
那诚实做见证的,
and firstborn from the dead,
从死里首先复活的,
and the firstborn from the dead,
从死里首先复活,
and we saw that that is what has been holding us for some time, that definition, that decoration God gives Jesus as the firstborn from the dead.
父想给耶稣基督的这个壮士这个界定, 一段时间一直抓住我们, 让我们继续的考察.
And the ruler of the kings of the earth,
为世上君王元首的,
to him who loves us,
他爱我们,
and has freed us from our sins,
用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶,
by his blood,
用自己的血.
And so we saw that in verse 5,
我们看过这第五节,
we have been looking at the firstborn from the dead.
查看的就是从死里首先复活。
What is the message God is transmitting to the church?
主神赐给教会的信息是什么呢？
Very clearly,
我们在这看得很清楚。
There is a serious rebuke to the present day church right there.
在这有向现今教会的非常严认真的斥责。
Because in saying that Jesus is the firstborn from the dead,
因为在这说到耶稣从死里首先复活的。
We saw very clearly,
我们看得很清楚。
That the Lord is essentially pointing the church to the cross of Jesus.
其实主给教会指出来的就是耶稣基督的十字架。
The present day church has neglected the cross of Jesus.
可是现今的教会忽略掉的轻蔑的就是十字架。
The cross at Calvary.
他们不喜欢加略山的十字架。
They finally abandoned it. Abandona.
他们最终放弃了十字架。
Why?
为什么？
Because they say they are sophisticated.
因为他们说他们是非常复杂的。
And they are very postmodern and advanced.
并且非常进步的，非常后现代的。
So they say they need a gospel that is modern and postmodern to be fit.Their lifestyle.
这样一来呢，他们需要的就是现代化的、后现代化的福音。这样一来呢，适合他们生活节方式的。可是主说。
That the gospel that heaven celebrates.
天堂庆祝的福音。
The gospel that God the Father himself celebrates at his throne in heaven.
父神在天堂在他的宝座内庆祝的福音。
Is the gospel of Christ Jesus, the firstborn from the cross, from the dead.
就是耶稣基督的福音，就是从死里首先复活的福音。
The gospel that heaven celebrates,
天堂庆祝的福音
is no other gospel except the gospel of the cross.
只有十字架的福音，没有别的。
And we saw very clearly that the present day church got it wrong. They took another road, a wide road.
我们看得很清楚，现今教会出问题的就是他们选择的是宽广的道路。
They are not able to follow the narrow road.
他们不可能跟随那狭窄的路。
That leads to the kingdom of God.
带领他们天国的道路。
That's why God sent us to them to awaken them.
这是为什么主差遣了我来叫醒他们。
To call you back into repentance.
差遣我到你们这里来，召唤你们回到天堂，要求你们悔改回到公义里来，回归圣洁来。因此。蒙福的人们，这就是我们所在的地方。我们看过
that the Lord is essentially saying that Jesus has purchased for you everlasting life.
耶稣为你买下来了永恒的生命。
Jesus has triumphed over death, over the cross.
耶稣在十字架上战胜了死亡。
And now he has brought youEverlasting life through resurrection.
他通过复活把这个永生带给你了。
In other words, the newness of life.
换言之，崭新的生命。
In other words, in this scripture, God is saying that this is what brought you baptism.
换言之，这只是这段经文告诉你们通过施洗给你的。我们也看过，从死里首先复活，就是进入天堂，并且受到这冠冕。
God the Father.
坐在父神的右边。
He becomes an announcement by heaven to the church.
他是从天堂那儿宣布的。
Now, any minute now, any moment now, the next most important event in the calendar of God must be executed.
从现在开始，任何一个瞬间都可以进行神时间预言的时间表当中下一个最重要的事情。
Because we know that the most important next event is the rapture of the church.
因为我们知道下一个最重要的事件就是教会的被提。
And we saw very clearly.
我们看得很清楚。
The Lord also used this scripture, this text.To rebuke the complacency of the present day.
主用同样的这段经文来现在斥责教会的自己的满足的状态。
The generation
这一代
that has denied God
否认神
A generation
这一代
that has opposed openly celebrated sin.
公开的在神面前公开的庆祝罪恶的一代。
A generation that has gone ahead to worship idol gods and assigned them days as national celebration days to provoke God Yahweh.
去做公开的做偶像崇拜，并借着国家级的定一个纪念日来一起公开的崇拜偶像，这样一来呢，公开的引起神的愤怒。
正是
死里首先复活的，这是我们所在的地方。
The invitation to enter the kingdom of God inside heaven，
邀请你进入神国度天堂里的。
We saw very clearly，
我们看得很清楚。
That not only did Jesus purchase for you the righteousness of God by imputation， the garment of the Lord，
就是耶稣为你买下来的，就是神的公义要赐给你的那神公义的衣服赐给你。
But He also purchased for you a glorious body，
同时他买下来了荣耀的身体。
When I presented it is so blessed that he that speaks with you has a glorious body， so he presented on your screen even now，
因此就是非常蒙福的，现在跟你们分享对话的这一位就有着荣耀的身体，现在你们视频当中看到的。
So you can see then，
那你们可以看到
the one standing right behind thereWith the head straight, not bending the head like the one in front.
那一个就是站在我背后的那一位，他的头是一个正立的，我的头是稍微倾斜的。
There is a glorious body.
那有荣耀的身体
，full of glory.
满有荣耀。
That the Lord Yahweh,
主亚威
has prepared for you.
为你预备好的。
That will obey the instruction of the Lord at this hour.
这个时间愿意顺服主指示的。
The instruction to repent.
有跟悔改的指示。
Turn away from all sin.
离开所有罪恶的指示。
Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior.
接受主耶稣基督做你的主和救主。
Be born again properly.
完整的重生。
And have zero tolerance to sin.
对罪保持零容忍的态度。
So you see very clearly, blessed people.
因此，蒙福的人们，你们看得很清楚。
At this moment.
在这个瞬间
we began a conversation on that invitation to heaven, invitation to enter glory.
我们就开始谈论有关主的邀请，邀请你进入天堂的。
And we said we will look at the garment of the Lord, the garment of righteousness, when we handle the rapture proper.
并且我已经跟你们说过了，就是当我们涉及到这个背景的话题，就必须要谈论公义的衣服。
But for now, we focused on the glorious body that you will have and how it differs from what you have.
可是呢，现在呢，我要让你们专注的看到这个荣耀的身体，跟现在你们穿的这个肉体有什么不一样？
Tonight,
今晚
，I want to just talk about heaven.
可是今晚呢，我就是要谈一下天堂。
When I looked at them in that vision, they were entering heaven.
当我观看他们，就是进入到天堂里。
Because my mission.
因为我的使命
is to be able to change the orientation, the focus of the church, that she may turn away from the horizontal focus.And become vertically focused and focus on Yahweh, the kingdom of God.
是要改变我的使命，就是要改变你们的专注点，就是不要把你们的眼睛放在这水平的事情上，而是放在这垂直的事情上。父神所在的地方，那个天堂。因此，今晚我要谈天堂。并由此来有一些东西要给你带过来，有关神的国度。首先。
The intent of God, the desire of God, that one day you enter His kingdom.
我首先我要谈一下这个使命，这个事工，就是神的意图，神把你们带进到他国度去的。
Until New Testament Revelation,
你会发现整个圣经旧约、新约，并且整个启示录。
God does not hide his intention to bring you into his kingdom of heaven.
神没有隐藏神的意图把你带进到天堂的。
That's why, if you turn with me right away, the book of Genesis chapter 3, that we have read severally, verse 15.
这是为什么我们打开说创世纪三章十五节，我们已经读过了好几次。
Then you see God's intention right there at the fall of man.
人类堕落的时候，我们马上可以看到主的意图。
The following.
主的意象，当他说
3:15,
创世纪三章十五节
And I will put enmity between you and the woman.
我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇
And between your offspring and hers.
你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇
And crush your head, God is speaking to the serpent.The Lord turned around and addressed the snake.
女人的后裔要伤你的头，神现在针对这个蛇说话。
The devil, when the enemy lied to the woman,
当这个仇敌撒旦欺骗女人的时候，也欺骗了亚当，他的妻子。
Then the Lord turned around and addressed the serpent, addressed the snake.
那现在主这样一来转身跟那个蛇头跟那个撒旦说话。
He would put enmity between him and the woman.
他说女人和你之间我把这个仇恨放在你们之间。
Of the, his offspring and that of the woman. In other words, God was establishing an eternal conflict between darkness and light.
换言之，主在这黑暗和光明之间，永永远远的冲突，永永远远的仇恨，放在这里。
In this place of Genesis 3:15,
创世纪第三章的十五节
，The Lord essentially defined what Christian salvation would be.
在这，其实主强调的就是基督徒的救赎是个什么样的。
That Christian salvation that is sound.
基督徒的救赎在这相缺的内容，在神主面前
，There is a complete separation between.Darkness and light.
就是彻底的离开黑暗，就是这光明的必须要彻底的离开黑暗，这就是救赎。
There is a complete conflict, an eternal conflict between wickedness and righteousness.
因为公义和邪恶之间只能有永永远远的冲突，永永远远的仇恨。
Well, there is a total eternal conflict.
那有一个永永远远的冲突
between sin and holiness.
罪和圣洁当中，圣洁之间，就是无神论主义者跟重生之间，黑暗和光明之间。
The Lord came out openly here to define Christian salvation.
主在这出来公开的界定基督徒的救赎是什么样的。
That's why you cannot understand.
这是为什么你无法理解。
The reason as to why There is this marriage and blending going on between darkness and light in the present day church today. Why? You cannot understand it.
为什么现在的教会里头进行着那些黑暗和救赎之间的一个结婚，就是光明和黑暗之间的不断的一个混杂。
Wonder why there is a compromise between sin and the church right now?
为什么罪和教会之间有不断的妥协？无法理解。
That's why at this hour.
为什么这？为什么我现在这个时刻主要求教会回到福音的基础那去回归他那
儿
通过完全的圣洁完全的公义通过完全的悔改来我今天在这要强调的是创世纪三章十五节
The deliberate intention of God to ensure that you enter the kingdom of heaven
是主不断的意就是主持续不断的意向就是你必须要进入天堂
the savior here that would come and would conquer the enemy on the cross and he would become the first born from the dead
并且在这已经预备好了弥赛亚就是要粉碎仇敌头的让他成为一个从死亡当中首先复活的这是神起初已经公开的神的意图
那么 ameingia sasa hivi.
Na kuingia binguni kama mzaliwa wa kwanza kutoka kwa wafu vile ametenda sasa. Vile alitenda ako binguni sasa.
Na kuingia binguni kama mzaliwa wa kwanza kutoka kwa wafu vile ambavyo
ametenda. So blessed people.
Hili basi watu wabarikiwa.
You see the intention of God to purchase you into the kingdom of glory. That intention is very clear here right from the beginning Genesis.
Mnaona makusudi ya kwanza ilikuwa kupata kwa wafu. 是非常的明确 把你从最终买下来, 回归, 神的国度,
because here he's saying he would bring a savior, he would bring the gospel.
因为主在这儿表明他要带来弥赛亚, 他要带来福音,
and we know that it all happened.
我们知道这一切都发生了,
but I'm simply coming with you from the book of Genesis to be able to lay before you the intention of God that you enter heaven. God never intended that you go to hell.
神决定没有意图让你下地狱的神起初对你的意图对你的意向就是让你进到神的国度。神完全的意思是说，阿里克苏迪亚说吧，
하쿠나 비나담 알리스타일리 쿠잉기아 게나무 라키니 발리 워터 와잉기아 빙구네. He intended right from the beginning, blatantly, openly, that every single man, human beings after the fall, they will be redeemed and enter heaven. That intention is laid right here.
神从起初对人类的意图是非常明确的，在这公开的表明，是每个人都通过主耶稣基督弥赛亚的圣功，能够得到救赎，归回到父神那里。
21 of Genesis 3.
3章的21节。
The intention there that you should never perish in hell, but enter the kingdom of heaven.
再度的父神，你不要在地狱当中灭亡，反而就是得到永生，进到神的国度，这是神的意图。
The garments of skin for Adam and his wife.
耶和华神为亚当和他妻子用皮子做衣服。And
clothed them.
给他们穿。
That is the first death that takes place ever since creation began at that time.
这就是创造以来头一次发生死亡的事件。
Look at verse 7 of Genesis 3. Look at verse 7.
Genesis 3. 看一下第七节。
It says, then the eyes of both of them were open.
他们二人的眼睛就明亮了。
And they realized that they were naked.
才知道自己是赤身露体。
And so they sowed leaves. They tried human solution. They sowed. The first skill that man had was tailoring here.
便拿无花果树的叶子为自己编做裙子，看一下他们统一制的反应，统一制的反应就是人类的智慧，靠着人类的
a spiritual problem using a natural, a physical solution. Don't you see it in the church today?
看一下他们面对着属灵的问题，通过他们人类这个属肉的办法来要解决，不就是现在的教会里头看到同样的行为吗？他们属灵的问题都找出那些心理学家要找解决，好像耶稣的宝血已经都失败的一样。
看一下他们二人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己是赤身露体，自己是赤身露体。你不就是看到罪的后果就是羞辱，然后没有秩序，失去秩序，看一下他们知道了他们是赤身露体。 And made coverings unto themselves.
便拿无花果树的叶子为自己编做裙子。
You can see the human solution that does not work.
看一下，就是你可以看到人类的自己的解决是无法解决根本的问题。这就是为什么现今的教会这一代牧师到你们前来，是骗你要收割你们的金钱，他们都是金钱。 那就是人类的解决方案，他们跟你们传讲的也是的，都是通过金钱来要解决所有一切的问题了。They
say, so go and sell your land, your cripple will walk. They are trying to address a spiritual problem using a human physical solution.
他们说你们去买你们的土地，然后呢，我把这个钱奉献给我，那你的产就能会得医治的。他们这 属灵的问题，通过金钱的方式来要解决。看一下雅卡是在那站起来的，你们看一下。
Look at that cripple very far away from Nairobi where I am.
看一下，这是从内罗毕，离内罗毕很远的地方。看一下这个视频当中有看到的。
For 18 years, the human solution said it is not possible. Hakuna shindano, hakuna dawa.
看一下18年以来，人类的方式是都是就是失败的，没有任何办法解决他的状态。
There is no bandage, there is no injection.
没有任何打针，没有任何治疗的办法。人类的办法都放失败了，为什么？
This was supposed to be a spiritual problem that was meant to be addressed spiritually to give God honor and glory and power.
因为这已经都被设定为通过属灵的办法来得以解决，这样一连的所谓的荣耀都归给主。
And so then their eyes, both of them, were opened.
看着他们二人的眼睛就明亮
了，
才知道自己是赤身露体，便拿无花果树的叶子为自己编做裙子。
But that is what you see in the present-day church. They are trying to approach God using human solutions, human clothing.Human means human protocol.
这样的办法是没有解决任何根本性的问题。现今的教会也是一样的，他们接近父神，他们接近神的，都靠着自己人类的办法。
And yet in verse 21 it says, Then the Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them.
21节呢，耶和华神为亚当和他妻子用皮子做衣服给他们穿。
Many people today try to approach God with big money.
就是很多的人都要接近神，拿着很大的金钱来。
Big money, I can worship Him. He can be able to appreciate my worship.
我拿着这么大的金钱来接近他的话，他会感谢我的。
Many worship using other means in the church today.
现在教会里头很多的敬拜是有其他的目标，甚至他们做商业的广告，他们为了自己雇佣那些就是商业性的广告公司来解决做针对共中的宣布广告
The Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them. This is the first death.
就是耶和华神为亚当和他妻子用皮子做衣服给他们穿的时候，这是头一次发生的死亡。
And so this became the first installation of the worshiping of the blood. The worship of the blood. This lamb is Jesus.
这就是头一次，就是开始设定好了，就是对羔羊的敬拜，宝血的事情就在这发生了。
Something else for Eli said something. Let me repeat again. This was the installation of the worshiping of the blood of Jesus.
这就是耶稣宝血的敬拜，就是在这已经建立好了对耶稣宝血的敬拜。21节。
An intention of God that mankind should never go to hell, but should be purchased and washed by the blood and enter heaven. That's obvious right there.
在这非常明确的就公开的表明了神的意图，不让人类下地狱去，反而通过耶稣基督弥撒亚的宝血来得着救赎，回归父神那儿去，这才是父神起初已经有的意图。
You can see clearly in that verse 21 of Genesis 3 that God is saying that he would assign mankind the garment of righteousness that befits the kingdom of God.
在这创世三章21节神已经告诉我们适合于天堂的公义的衣服是个什么样的，亚当和他的妻子必须要穿上的。当我们打开看创世第六章挪亚的世代，这是挪亚世代之前。
In Genesis 5,
创世第五章，你可遇见以诺。
And the Lord uses Enoch to lay forth his clear intention that he intends to take you to the kingdom of heaven, not to allow you go to hell.
神通过以诺非常明确地表明神的意图是把你提走到神所在的地方，这就是神对你的意向，表明得非常的明确。
that anybody should go to hell.
任何一个下地狱去的，这不是神的意图，神的意向。
That hell, the lake of fire prepared for the devil and his angels, the devil and his demons.
因为圣经说得很清楚，这个地狱呢，为了撒旦和他的使者，那个魔鬼，为他们而建立的地方。
Hallelujah. And so God comes out very clearly here.
因此主在这儿非常明确的表明。
When he raptures Enoch,
他提到以诺的时候。
He towers it high in the eyes of humanity.
在人类的眼前就建立了非常明确的建立了他的教训
telling them that if you walk faithfully with me, you should enter my kingdom of glory in heaven.
告诉人类说，如果你忠诚的与我同行，你会进到神国度的。
And then Genesis chapter 6 again.
让创世第六章再来。
The Lord lays out His intention clearly.
就在这。造房造的时候十三十四节神就对挪亚说凡有血气的人他的尽头已经来到我面前因为地上满了他们的强暴
I'm surely going to destroy bothThem and the earth.
我要把他们和地一并毁灭。你要用戈斐木造一只方舟。
And make room in it.
分一件一件的造。
And coat it with pitch inside and out.
里外抹上松香。
Hallelujah. So God again.
因此神再度的。
Of the worst sinning on the earth.
面对地球最恶劣的罪恶面前。
In the face of the worst pandemic of wickedness on the earth.
这地球邪恶最蔓延的时候。
The Lord again steps forward.
主再度的往前走来。
Even when he has announced that he must judge the entire earth.
他宣布了他必须要审判整个地球。
Because of absolute wickedness, absolute sin.
因为他们的绝对的邪恶完全的罪恶
God in the midst of that again steps forward and lays forth his clear intention that wickedness absolute sin
主再次再度的介入下来明确的表达神的意向神在这个中间
and lays forth his clear intention that nobody should be judged Everybody should enter heaven.
在这非常明确的表明所有的一切人都必须要得救不要任何人、灭亡在这非常明确的表达因为神是要审判罪的在这个地方再度的在这强调了弥赛亚的事工
Because he talks about an ark that would save those that accept.
因为在这建造了这个方舟那些所有接受的可以得救的方舟
only those that entered the ark Noah's ark the ark of God were saved
只有进到挪亚建造的这个方舟亚威神的方舟只有进到方舟的人得救
so again the Lord lays forth a very clear painting a clear picture of the salvation of Jesus in the Old Testament for you
因此在旧约当中主已经非常明确的强调了为了得救 为了拯救你神所安排好的所有的设定
to bring the Messiah to serve mankind that mankind may not go to hell but that they may enter the kingdom of heaven
神的意图是非常的明确他要带来弥赛亚让你们通过弥赛亚来得救能够进到父神那里父神那里的地方
You know that the salvation of Christ was initiated by God God is the initiator
你知道耶稣基督的救赎是个从神而开始的
The ark of Noah was initiated by God himselfGod is the initiator.
方舟也是的是父神开始让他去做的救赎是从父上而开始的
that Jesus brought the salvation of the grace was designed by God Yahweh himself.
父神的救赎的计划通过耶稣基督的救赎计划也是从亚威父上而来的
And we know too that the Noah's Ark, the Ark of God during Noah's time was also designed to the specificsby God himself. itself.
挪亚的方舟也是的，那有是非常明确的父神的一个计划，通过这个方舟可以看得到的。
We know that the salvation of the grace that Jesus brought is also to save mankind from the wrath of God that is coming.
通过耶稣基督带给人类的神的救赎也是的，让人类不要遇见神的愤怒。
We know that the salvation of the grace that Christ Jesus,
恩典的救赎，耶稣基督，我们的主耶稣基督救主带给人类的那个救赎是要拯救你的，即将来临的神的愤怒当中要拯救你的。
And
yet we see that in the days of Noah, the ark was also meant to save mankind from the coming wrath of God.
并且我们也看过挪亚时代的方舟也是的，要即将来临的神的愤怒当中要拯救人类而造的。
We know that in the days of Noah, Noah preached righteousness, pleading with the generation to come into the ark.
挪亚他的整个一生要传讲，跟他们传讲了公义，请求他们进到方舟来。
And we know that in the salvation of Jesus, we are also preaching righteousness, pleading with this generation to come into the ark of the cross, the salvation of grace.
并且耶稣基督的救赎也是的，通过耶稣基督来面向是整个人类要传讲神的公义，要回到神的公义里来。
During the days of Noah, the ark of the covenant.
挪亚的时代，
挪亚的方舟 not forever. It was open for some time. At one point, that grace depleted.
挪亚的方舟，神的方舟，就是个有期限的。到了这个期限，那就门是被关闭的。
It was not opened eternally.
不是永永远远。
As long as that grace lasted.
方舟的门不是永永远远打开着的。到了时间。这个就是120年了，这个时间的期限。
He was preaching to the people of the earth to enter the ark.
在这120年期间，挪亚向当时的人传讲了公义，说神的审判就要来了，你们进到方舟里来吧。只有这段时间。
It's also not forever. It's only for a time.
并且耶稣基督救赎的恩典也是的，有一个时间的期限，只有在这个时间。
But we know that in the days of Noah, people were saying peace, 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 and they were blackmailing the gospel.
并且挪亚的时代，他们都说平安，平安，平安，这样一来呢，抹黑了福音。
And they did not know that the judgment would befall them one day.
并且他们并不知道有一天神的审判要降。
Days, everybody in the church is saying peace, peace, peace. Everybody on earth in the world is saying peace, peace, peace. And they are not of any conception. They don't have any conception that one day, boom, judgment will hit them.
并且这一代也是的，他们都说平安平安平安，对神的审判没有任何理解，没有任何预备。
We know that in the days of Noah, they were enjoying life on the earth. They were marrying and giving into marrying and partying.
我们知道挪亚的时代，他们享受这个地上的生活，家嫁娶喝吃。
因
此今天也是的。
Today is a Friday. If you walked into this town, maybe there is a curfew, but they are maybe in their homes. People are celebrating. They are drinking. They are marrying and giving into marriage.
看一下，今天是星期五。如果你周边的人，他们做什么？他们在家里有。可能举行什么派对，请朋友来互相享受。在这个时间发生的事情也是一样的。
We know that in the days of Noah, when God struck with judgment, it was at the hour that was most unexpected.
看见挪亚的时代，神的审判最没有期待的时间发生了。
And we know that this generation too, when the Messiah comes to take the church in rapture, it will be an hour and a day that is most unexpected, least expected.
这一来要提走这些教会的说，这就是最没有期待的时间。那日子、那时辰和发生。在伊莱呢，天堂就欢乐门。那就选择审判就降下来了。并且就是要执行神审判的使者，已经在这里。看一下印度在这。当
Look at how the Olympic Games have been changed, even 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 the Olympic Games have been changed said, that disease is coming, and I can see distress in India. They are now saying about 4.7 million people died in India.
看一下我们是印度，我在那个预言当中只有提一次印度而已，可是现在印度因为这冠状病毒受到的毁灭是难以测算的。And
the cremations unbelievable that on your screen.
他们现在受到的灾难是。
The cremation, the roasting of human body.
并且他们在街头上就这么火火葬，
all over India.
尸体都这个烧掉，
so the servants,
整个印度。
The messengers that bring that judgment after rapture are already here operating here.
因此被给之后要执行的神的审判，由这两位先知来执行的。这两位先知现在已经在这里了。
It is very clear that those servants that bring that judgment during that tremendous tribulation are already here and they are already operating in that authority.
但是你们看那进行的这个火灾，到处都有火灾，这强大的灾难，可怕的灾害，
and so blessed
执行这些可怕事情的两位先知已经在这里了。主
has made his intention very clear in the Bible.
通过圣经非常明确地表明了他的意图。
OK，你查看创埃及记十二章，十二章的十三节，你能够看到神同样的意图。创埃及记的十二章，这血要在你们所住的房屋上做记号。我一见这血， Over you.
就越过你们去。
No deadly plague, no destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt.
我击杀埃及的头上的时候，灾殃必不临到你们身上，灭你们。
About the Messiah, the Savior, the blood, about the fact that He wants mankind to enter heaven.
在这非常明确的表明了神的意图，通过弥赛亚的宝血来要拯救人类的神的计划，有个弥赛亚，有个宝血，拯救者，由跟耶稣降下来，从这个审判当中要拯救你的神的计划，从这个地狱当中要拯救你们的计划。
The pure blood of Jesus that you may enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, it's very clear right there.
神愿意通过耶稣基督纯洁的圣洁的宝血来，你们能够得救，然后进到父神那里去。在这父神的意图非常明确的表达。
That's the book of Numbers 21, the serpent on the wood. Again, God makes it clear that I'll send a savior, that he may save you, that you may never go to hell, but enter heaven.
民数记21章在那描述的也非常的 八到九节非常明确的表达神就是在那建立个木头挂在木头上，如果你看到它能够得救。
Got the book of Psalms 22. God's intention is clear because the prophecy of the Messiah on the cross is right there.
那是诗篇二十二篇，那神的意图是也非常明确的。
If you got the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 9, Isaiah sees the Messiah born already, more than 1,000 years before. Isaiah sees that 700 to 1,000 years before, he sees that the Messiah comes and he gives the details of the birth called Emmanuel.
看一下以赛亚，就是
God is with us.
耶稣诞生之前差不多1000年到700年之前的先知已经看到了弥赛亚的诞生，然后他看到了神的承诺。
伊
玛内利的神。
God saying that his intention is clear, mankind should enter heaven.
神的意图是非常明确，通过以赛亚已经表明，弥赛亚诞生的时候非常详细的内容都通过以赛亚先知来就是承诺好了，因此神对人类的意图是非常明确的。
For us a son, a child is born. And the government will be on his shoulders.
掌权必担在他的肩头上。他名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。他的政权与平安必增加。无穷。他必在大卫的宝座上。治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远。再来
God coming out openly that the Messiah is coming, the Savior is coming. I don't want you to go to hell, I want you to enter heaven.
神非常公开的表明，告诉人类说，弥赛亚要来了，救主要来了。我的意思，我的意图是不让你们去灭亡，通过他来得救。
First born from the dead, God's intention that you enter heaven.
看一下启示录第一章第五节，现在跟你们分享的主要经文、参考经文，启示录第一章第五节仍然神的意志是非常明确，通过耶稣基督来，你们都要得救。
God's intention has been very clear.That mankind enter heaven, not hell.
神的意图非常的明确，好让人类能够进入天堂，不要下地狱。
Only you can take you to hell.
只有你自己下地狱而已，你自己的选择。
Isaiah 53, then he lays out the details of the cross of Jesus, the crucifixion of the Messiah, the passion of the Christ.
以赛亚书53章在那儿非常明确的表达弥赛亚的受难，通过弥赛亚的受难。
Verses 3 to 7 he says
3到7节神说
Isaiah 53
以赛亚书53章
He was despised and rejected by mankind
他被藐视被人厌弃
A man of suffering A man of sorrows And familiar with pain
多受痛苦常经忧患
Like one from whom people hide their faces
他被藐视好像被人掩面不看到一样
And we held himNot, we esteemed him not.
我们也不尊重他。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打、苦待了。
He was pierced for our transgression. Isaiah describing the details of the crucifixion of Jesus more than 700 years before.
哪知他为我们的过犯受害
他
看一下以赛亚，就是几乎700年以前已经看到了弥赛亚的受难，神的意图是非常的明确，已经都设定好了的，通过弥赛亚的受难来要拯救你的。弥赛亚在这给出了非常详细的受难的过程，他要变达。
God coming out openly that he does not intend to see anybody go to hell, but he wants everybody to enter heaven. Our target is heaven today.
看一下我们今晚的目标是天堂了，因为神愿意你们人类所有的人都能够到天堂，那其实没有愿意任何一个人下地狱去。
Many, many years,
很多很多年
before,
以前
But he was pierced for our transgressions.
哪知他为我们的过犯受害，
he was crushed for our iniquities.
为我们的罪孽压伤。
The punishment that brought us peace was on him.
因他受的刑罚我们得平安。
By his wounds the cripples are walking.
因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。 我们的残疾人因为主耶稣基督弥赛亚受的鞭伤而得医治的。因他受的鞭伤新加瓦吉库得医治。因他受的鞭伤沙林的麻风病得医治的。因他受的鞭伤现在残疾人都唱弥良完吉鲁弥良完吉鲁今天走路。因他的因他受的鞭伤因他受的鞭伤德鲁卡西米欧在吉他来走路。
Like sheep have gone astray.
我们都如羊走迷。
Each of us has turned to our own way.
个人偏行己路。
And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。他被欺压。
And afflicted.
在受苦的时候。
He did not open his mouth.
却不开口。
He was led like a lamb to the slaughter.
他像羊羔被牵到。宰杀之地又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声他也是这样不开口很多年好几百年前弥赛亚诞生之前主通过弥赛亚非常明确地表明了他的意图公开的公然地表明了神的意图神的意向他不愿意任何一个人都被关在天堂外边这样依然通过他自己想方设法的计划好了拯救人类的办法然后安排好了弥赛亚主在这表明的这么清楚呢蒙福的人们因此这样的话现在今天我们要谈的是天堂荣耀的衣服公义的衣服你必须要去穿的荣耀的身体你必须要继承的那些追求悔改追求圣洁的这一切都是为了你的进入天堂而设计的因此现在
To the book of Matthew chapter
27, 27, 27, 27,
God having laid out his intention clearly,
神非常明确地表明了他的意图。
Even in the book of Zechariah chapter 3,
甚至撒加利亚书第三章
the Lord again laid out his intention that he would bring the branch,
主在那表明了主要带给你树枝的他的计划那就是弥赛亚就是这个树枝从这个神的殿中的就是弥赛亚了并且那提到有七个眼睛的石头
撒
加利亚书第三章那就是神荣耀的羔羊
So God came out so clearly both in the Old Testament and the New Testament that the Messiah is coming
因此神在旧约新约都是表明的非常清楚就是弥赛亚就要来了
He does not intend to see anybody go to hell The Messiah would come and redeem you that everybody may enter heaven
因为神的意图是非常的明确他不愿意见到任何一个下地狱去通过弥赛亚他安排好的他计划好的拯救人类的计划通过弥赛亚来都得到救赎
Let me first look at when a tragedy happens, when the message of announcing the kingdom of heaven coming is given to you and rejected, and then God shuts the door on you, what happens to you?
看一下我们谈论天堂之前，神为你们预备好了的这救赎的计划。如果你拒绝的话，你的结局会是个什么样的？我们首先查看一下，发生在你身上的事情，如果呢，天国的门。 在你前边关闭的话，发生在你身上的事情到底是个什么样的？
Let us look at Jesus himself.
那我们查看一下耶稣自己。
In the book of Matthew chapter 27,
马太福音的27章，
verses 45 and 46,
45到46节，
he says from noon until 3 in the afternoon.
他说什么？从6:00到9:00。
从午睁到深出。 天地都黑暗了，遍地都黑暗了。
About 3 in the afternoon，
约在深处，
Jesus cried out in a loud voice，
耶稣大声喊着说，
Eli，
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 Lama，
Lama，
Sabachthani，
Sabachthani，
which means my God，
我的神，
my God，
我的神啊，
why have you abandoned me today？
为什么离弃我呢？
why have you forsaken me？
为什么离弃我？
when heaven was closed over the Messiah，
当天在弥赛亚的
the Messiah wailed openly aloud very bitterly uncontrollably。
在弥赛亚的前边，天国的门关闭的时候，弥赛亚在非常悲痛的 哀哭，
he is God，
他是神呢，
he is God the Son，
他是神子，
he is the Messiah，
他是弥赛亚，
he is part of the Trinity of God，
他是三位一体的神。
But when he took up all the sin of man，
当他背负着整个人类的罪恶的时候，
born and unborn，
就是出生的每个出生的所有人类的罪恶都绑在他的肩膀上， 他要背负着所有一切的罪恶， 在主面前， 主就击打了他， 门关闭了， 天堂的门就关闭了， 然后他在这非常痛苦的 哭叫喊叫的声音， 在弥赛亚面前天堂的门关闭的时候， 他就这么悲痛的哀哭， 那何况你呢？
He cried out aloud, my God, my God, why have you done this?
大声的哭叫说，我的神啊，我的神啊，你为什么离弃我？为什么丢弃我？你为什么这么对待我？ 他就这么悲痛的哭，
like it was during the days of Noah，
正如挪亚的时代一样，
shall it be at the coming of the Messiah？
弥赛亚来临的时代也是这样的。
In the days of Noah， in the book of Matthew 24，
马太福音24章， 挪亚的时代，
from verse 36 he says，
36节神说，
but about that day or hour，
24:36，
no one knows，
没有任何人知道那日子那时辰， 没有人知道， 连天上的使者也不知道， 子也不知道，
but only God the Father Yahweh，
唯独父知道。
As it was in the days of Noah，
挪亚的日子怎样，
so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man，
人子降临也要怎样。
For in the days before the flood，
但洪水以前的日子，
people were eating，
人照常吃喝嫁娶， 直到挪亚进方舟的那日。
Up to the day when Noah entered the ark，
挪亚进方舟的那日，
and they knew nothing about what would happen until the floods came，
不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全都冲去，
and took them all the word is all away，
看着他们全部的，他们所有的人都冲去了。
That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man，
人子降临也要这样。
When heaven closed over the Messiah， he cried out， my God， my God， don't do this， why have you done this？
天堂的门，天国的门，在弥赛亚 面前关闭的时候，米赛亚都悲痛的哀哭，说到我的神呐、啊，我的神呐、啊，怎么会这样对待我呢？为什么关闭天国的门？为什么丢弃我？当天堂的门关闭的时候，难以忍受的荒凉，难以忍受的恐怖。
Terrible suffering when heaven finally is shut off for you, and there is nobody announcing the coming of the Messiah anymore.
天堂的门终于关闭的时候，那难以忍受的一个惊恐，没有任何人现在跟你们说弥赛亚的来临。
Terrible solitude, loneliness,
忍受的孤独，难以忍受的被隔绝、被丢弃的创造你的创造主神亚威神，最终放弃了你。那个时候你感到的难以忍受的。
Genesis chapter 7 verse 16.
16:7-16.
He says the following.
Anasema yafuatayo.
He says.
Anasema.
The animals going in were male and female of every living thing.
凡有血肉进入房中的都是有公有母。
As God had commanded Noah.
正如神所吩咐挪亚的。
The Lord.
耶和华就把他关在方舟里头，主亲自。
In Spanish, they say, "Señor mismo." The Lord Himself went and shut the door.
耶和华亲自把门关上
了。
No emotion.
没有任何感情，没有任何感一种舍不得。时间过了就要关了，没有任何怜悯的。人子来临的时候也是这样的。
If the Messiah can cry like that when heaven is shut on him.
当天堂的门在他面前关闭的时候，弥赛亚就那么悲痛的哀哭的话，并且弥赛亚就三位一体的神了。
How much more wailing will you wail if you fail to listen to this instruction and you fail to enter heaven that God so loves everybody to enter?
因此，如果你失败听从这个声音，当神要求所有的人不要灭亡，都到我这里来的时候，你拒绝神的声音，然后你终于失败了，进去。那你要担当的难以忍受的痛苦，难以忍受的被拒绝，难以忍受的神的审判，就要击打在那些被关在天堂门外边的人了。没任何人欺骗你吧。
While the door is still open.
仍然这个门开着的时候，你可以拿着罪在那玩笑说，我再想一想吧，我不要圣洁，我不要悔改，我在这儿就是要维持我的圣耳吧。可是那个门就要关闭的。
The level of abandonment.
就是被放弃的。
The level of pain.
最终的决定。那恐怖。
I'll share this vision with you.
我要跟你们分享这个意象吧。
He made me stand in that vision.
在这个意象当中，主让我站在那
儿，
我就站在地球上，然后让我往上看天空。我往上看天空的时候，我就以为那是个太阳，因为那个亮光太严重，我无法睁开眼睛看到那个亮光。让我震惊的是，这是不是太阳？这亮光太严厉。对，我无法睁开眼睛看到那个亮光。可是比太阳更加的荣耀，是白色的光芒。第二
，The rays from there were coming like this to the ends of the horizon, ends of the horizon, ends of the horizon. So it formed a beautiful pattern above me like a dome.
就是从那个发亮光的那个这个东西那个中心一些这个光芒就是光线一直到水平的这个地平线上这样一来好像圆顶一样的非常美丽的一个纹样就是出现了光线的一个纹样然后主跟我说话看一下
The Messiah is coming.
弥赛亚要来了
Look,
看一下
The Lord is coming.
主要来了
But the church out there, maybe not out there. The church out there is not ready.
可是外边的教会没有预备好
He made me know that the church globally is not ready.
他让我知道全球的教会还没有预备好
And so when I just looked left like this,
因此当我往左边这么看的时候
Because though you are standingon a seashore
好像你站在海边上的一样差不多
the sea or the ocean goes vast like that
就是那边都是海洋了
and it's about evening time it's about to start getting dark
就差不多是晚上的时间差不多要就是太阳降临的时候了
About to fall in the ocean on the other side of the ocean.
然后这个海洋的另一边，那边那有一个好像很大的暴风临近的一样。
In the sky, in front there, in front like that, ahead of you there.
然后那边的天在那开始打雷，非常强大的。
Like that, in the sky, in front of you there.Beyond the ocean.
那个海洋的那边过越过海洋的那边从天上打下来的雷
left, that is what I saw. In a flash, pure like that.
我就往左边看的时候我就看到的就是这样的雷就是这样打下来
The next thing I realized I was in this, on the soil.
下一个事情我发现的就是我就躺在土壤尘土中
And I was rolling on the dust of the soil like this, rolling and wailing and weeping uncontrollably.
我就无法控制的就是打滚在这个土壤尘土当中就哭哀哭不断的哭
wailing I was bringing from the depth of my heart, my soul.
并且那种哀哭是从我最深处就吐出来的
I was crushing my teeth, I was gnashing teeth, I was grinding my teeth.
并且切齿的那么厉害就是哀哭切齿的很厉害
I was rolling down doing that and grinding my teeth.
我就一直切齿哀哭切齿的打滚在尘土中就在那儿。
And then when I woke up,
然后我醒过来了。
Then he told me,
然后主告诉我说
tell them,
告诉他们
that those that will miss the rapture,That is how they will be.
那些失败参加背提的人他们要经历的事情是这就是这样的
I remember when I woke up, I first rushed to the mirror to check my teeth.
我记得我醒过来马上找出镜子来查看我的牙齿有没有出问题
Because I thought I had crushed my teeth in that vision.
因为我在那个意象当中我已经就贴吃的就牙齿都坏了
So you can only joke around now when the door is still open.
因此你现在玩笑就是因为这门仍然开着
door closed of the Messiah who is himself God
可是门关了弥赛亚就是父神自己他要降下来了他向父上喊叫说以利亚以利我的神呐、啊、我的神呐、
啊、
耶和华耶和华撒巴欧撒巴欧
撒巴欧
今天为什么丢弃我难以忍受的
so much pain,
太多的痛苦
so much wailing and mourning,
太大的哀哭喊叫他是神啊何况你只不过是个人要担当的痛苦马太二十五马太二十五 10-11 10到11节那人们的哀哭切齿是难以置信的
When the Lord in one vision showed me, he made me stand on the earth and he opened hell for me to see.
激动我一个意象当中，主让我看到，就是把我就天国地狱的门打开，让我看到地狱里头。那个意象当中，主让我站在地球上，然后打开了地狱的门，让我看。
It was too dark. I cannot see. Even now, I still see that vision. It's too dark. I cannot see anything inside.
太黑暗了，那里头的东西无法看到，没有看到任何一件。
Deep hole was I don't know how many thousands of kilometers or millions of kilometers down.
可是我就知道那很深的很黑暗的坑，我不知道到底是个几千个公里 几百万个公里，反正很深的坑。我听到的声音就是这样的。
Billions of voices crying uncontrollably, wailing literally.
我就听到上千万个人的喊哭叫的声音。
Billions of voices like that, and some of them I heard them saying, "Give me a chance, give me a chance, give me a chance."
上几千万个人在那里这么哀哭，并且我听到了一个声音，给我机会，给我机会，就这样的声音。
You can only play around while the grace lasts.
仍然。恩典所用的时候，你在那玩笑说我是无神论主义者，我就是要喝酒，就是我陪着女人要玩，仍然这个天国的门打开，仍然想来召唤你的时候，你在这儿就可以这么拿着罪恶玩笑。
Wakati ambapo bado mbingu inakuita iko wazi.
But what I heard, the wailing I heard down there is unbelievable, unbearable.
可是我在那，我在那个里头，这个很深的坑里头听到的声音是难以置信的。
Nobody can want that.
没有任何人愿意下地狱。他们都在那哭、喊叫，无法控制住的哀哭、喊叫。无法控制住的，无法描述的痛苦、疼痛。弥赛亚在那哭的，当天国的门在他面前关闭的时候，马太25的十节神说。
They were on their way to buy the oil.
他们去买的时候，新郎到了。
The bridegroom arrived.
新郎到了。
The virgins who were ready went in with him into the wedding banquet.
那预备好了的同他进去坐席，门就关了。
And the door was shut.
门就关了。
Again, like it was during the time of Noah.
正如挪亚时代所发生的一样。
Later, the others also came.
其余的童女随后也来，也来了，说主啊，主啊。他们说
，Open the door for us.
给我们开门。十二节。
But the Lord Jesus Himself replied them.
他却回答说，我实在告诉你们，
tell you the truth.
我不认识你们，
I do not know you.
我不认识你。
Then he gives the caution there.
在这儿给出了警告，所以你们要警醒。你们要警醒，因为那日是那时辰你们都不知道，要预备神国度的来临。
If you don't listen to this clarion call,
如果你没有听从这明确的信息，他说
Will shut the door on you.
主亲自，耶和华亲自在你面前关闭门，就会太晚了，已经来不及了。你只能永永远的在那要哀哭，在那要切齿。你在那永永远的会哀哭的。21 节，马太25的21。主人说
，Well done.
好
Good and faithful servant.
你这六两善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理， 可以进来
in your master's happiness.
享受你主人的快乐
and the other one will be thrown out.
那领二千的
so which one are you choosing tonight?
那 今晚你要选择哪一边呢
Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第六章
verse 23 says
23节
Then I'll reply them. Then I'll tell themOpenly, plainly.
马太六章的二十三节，我就公开的跟他们回答说：“我不认识你们。
Away from me, you evildoers.
你们这些邪恶的人呐、啊，离开我去吧。
Look at that, that abandonment.
看一下这种放弃，这种丢弃。
But Jesus Himself will tell you, He does not know you.
耶稣亲口跟你说：“我不认识你。
”It will be totally unbearable.
这是彻底的难以忍受的、无法忍受的事情。
Unbelievable to you.
对你来说完全都无法相信，首先你不会相信这样的事情发生在你身上的。
Matthew 25 verse 41
马太25的
41 Then he will say to those on his left,
往右要向那左边的说，
From me, you who are cursed.
你们这被咒诅的人，离开我。
Into the eternal fire.
进入那位魔鬼和他的使者。
To the devil and his angels.
所预备的永活里去。
So look at that. When the door shuts on you.
看一下这个门在你面前关被关闭的时候。
This announcement now comes to an end.
看一下这个宣布都结束的时候。
That somebody comes and preaches the gospel to you, but it will be totally too late.
到时候你非常的想望有个人找你来，要仍然传给你福音，可是太晚了，来不及了。46 这些人呢，要往永刑里去。马太25:46。那些义人要往永生里去。
So which one is going to be your choice tonight?
因此今晚哪一个就是你的选择呢？
Jesus himself could not bear it. It was unbearable for him for heaven to shut on him.
耶稣自己是无法忍受，因为天堂的门在他面前关闭了，耶稣亲自无法忍受的。何况你呢？何况你呢？你只不过是个人呢、啊，就是要受到永永远远的丢弃，在那要永永远远的哀哭受痛苦折磨。
再看
彼得，彼得后书蒙福的人们，彼得后书的第二章，我们一起来读一下。第三节，彼得后书第二章的第三节，他说。
From verse 2,
第二节开始读
Many will follow depraved conduct.
将有许多人属于从他们邪淫的行为
The way of truth into disrepute.
编造真道因他们的缘故被毁谤
If they are greed,
他们一有贪心
If teachers exploit, they will exploit they exploit you with fabricated stories.
要用捏造的言语在你们身上取利。
Their condemnation has long been hanging over them.
他们的刑罚自古以来并不迟延，他们的灭亡也必速速来到。
The Lord is saying that it will finally arrive. The day of accounting will arrive. Finally, it will arrive.
主说审判的日子最终要来到，要算账的那一天终于要来临。
Judge this joke you see in the church today.
神肯定要审判，决定。
When you see them trying to provide,
肯定要审判你们在这儿的玩笑。
God for money, for expediency, for living on the earth here.
你们在这地上要追求的所有的金钱。所有的伪笑，所有的欺骗。
God's intention to deliver man.
而且神的意图是要拯救人类的。
It was obvious and public.
非常的明确，非常的公开。
We have seen in Genesis.
我们都看过创世纪。
On the way to the book of the New Testament. That God came out openly to tell mankind, I don't want you to go to hell.
神公开的公然地跟人类说,
but I want you to go to heaven. Come to my heaven. And that's why Genesis 22 verse 13. He lays out that intention very clearly and gives a choice.
这给出了主那明确的意图。
He says Abraham looked up.
亚伯拉罕举目观看。
He saw a ram.
捕料有一只公羊,
caught by its horn,
两脚扣在稠密的小树中, 亚伯兰就取了那只公羊来,
sacrificed it as a burnt offering, offering instead of Isaac his son,
献为燔祭代替他的儿子,
and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of Peter,
替你彼得,
and sacrificed it
献为反击的,
instead of Margaret
替你Margaret 献为反击的, 替你做的,
and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of Edmund Edward
替你Edmund Edward 雅各 替你们献为反击的,
James.
And he sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of the church, instead of humanity.
代替你们人类, 代替你们的教会, 献为反击的,
God Almighty,
神全能者,
on Mount Moria,
在摩利亚山上,
laying out very clearly,
在这非常明确的表明,
to humanity, to mankind,
给人类, 向人类,
that he does not want you to go to hell,
说他不愿意你下地狱去,
but he wants you to enter heaven.
他愿意的就是你, 你进入天堂来, 这样一来呢, 在你面前, 展现了选择, 因为他愿意你自愿的顺服, 他已经安排好了代替的死亡, 他说,
Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket he saw a ram.
亚伯拉罕举目观看, 捕料有一只公羊,
caught up by its horn,
两脚扣在稠密的小树中, 他去了然后取了那只公羊来, 献为反击, 代替他的儿子, 代替了他的儿子以撒, 主在这提供给你们代替的死亡, 好让你们去选择这代替的死亡,
billion people on the earth choose the substitute, there is enough room in heaven for the entire earth.
看下整个91个人口的人类都选择这代替的死亡的话, 天堂哪有充分的空间能够容纳你们91个人口的,
there is enough room.
那有充分的房屋.
And then it says in 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 3.
提撒罗尼迦前书5章5:3.
1 Thessalonians 5:3 as we finish this introduction.
提撒罗尼迦前书5章的3节来结束我们讲到的序论.
While people are saying peace, peace, peace,
人正说平安稳妥的时候,
while people are saying peace and safety,
人正说平安稳妥的时候,
destruction will come on them suddenly,
灾祸忽然临到他们,
as the labor pains on a pregnant woman,
如同产难临到怀胎的妇人一样, 他们绝不能逃脱. 因此我的问题就是, 你今晚要选择哪一个?
Will you choose the complacency of peace, peace and safety?
你仍然要选择自己满足的平安平安平安, 在这地上的东西吗? 当时间已经结束了的时候,
and the whole earth is wallowing in sin,
现在整个世界被罪恶里头,
will you become wise and prudent?
沉沦下去, 你为什么?
And say, no, I choose Jesus.
更加选择 有智慧的神中的选择呢, 我要选择耶稣, 我要悔改, 我要接受他作为我的主和救主, 之后呢, 进入神的国度, 哪一个你要选择?
哪一个今晚你要选择呢? It's coming to 4 in the morning.
现在凌晨四点钟了，浪费时间。如果你愿意选择耶稣的话，代替的死亡，神为你做好的完整的设定，要拯救你的，不让你下地狱去的神的计划，那永恒的火，好让你能够进到那永恒的生命里头，天堂里。这样的话，你跟我一起祷告吧。
Mighty Lord Jesus,
强大的主耶稣
，I know that you died for me on the cross.
我知道你为我死在十字架上。
And you paid for all my sins, Jesus.
你为我所有的罪恶已经付了代价。今晚。
I recognize your death on the cross.
我认可你在十字架上的死。
And recognize your resurrection on my behalf.
并且我承认你为了我复活。
And so I receive you in my heart tonight.
因此今晚我在心中接受你。
As my Lord.
作为我的主。
And my Savior.
和我的救主。
And I ask you, my Lord Jesus.
我请求主我的
主。To sensitize my heart.
让我的心敏锐起来有关即将来临的神的国度引导我的脚步好让我在圣洁当中走路公义当中行走在我心中建立的十字架在我心中建立的圣洁在我心中建立的话语给我圣圣灵的能力
that I may continue with the pilgrimage to heaven.
能够继续的走着朝圣之路前往天堂的跟随你一直进到天堂为止一直跟随你的脚步要跟随你我要学习你的榜样要从你的教导当中我要学习今晚我接受你在我心中
Lord and Savior,
作为我的主和救主
my Lord Jesus,
我的主耶稣
Thank you,
谢谢你
Thank you,
感谢你
Thank you at that time,
谢你一千倍的谢谢你在为了这强大的美丽的救赎以整个的耶稣圣名而求
I am born again, Amen,
我重生了 Hallelujah, Hallelujah